Welcome, welcome, beloved listeners, to the Little Wireless program. Do you remember earlier in the year we were talking about that remarkable docudrama on Hannah Arendt, and I was talking with the actress Barbara Sokowa, who played Hannah, and there's this quite crucial scene in the film where Hannah is debating with her very good friend Kurt Blumenfeld, and she says, "But Kurt, you can't deny the huge difference between the unspeakable horror of the deeds and the mediocrity of the man." And of course the film went on, then on to debate the central thesis of Hannah about the banality of evil, a much misunderstood concept. We're picking up the story tonight with a remarkable account of Eichmann before Jerusalem, and I think we'll come out of this knowing things that Hannah Arendt couldn't have known and which might have changed her views, or at least her emphasis, just a little. Then we're off to an astonishingly interesting Aboriginal arts festival coming from the Tanami Desert in the Northern Territory. But first of all, let's whiz over to New Haven, Connecticut, and talk to Bruce Shapiro. Now, Bruce and I usually discuss the Democrats and the Republicans, but on this occasion I want to discuss a new party which is gaining ground at amazing speed. I think Bob Katter could join it. He could be the Australian representative. I refer to the Hysteria Party. It's going gangbusters, isn't it, Bruce?
Well, indeed, thanks to a huge campaign contribution from Ebola Incorporated. we've had the remarkable spectacle over the last couple of days of two people who politically would usually be at odds, the Democratic governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and the ample governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, the Republican, both going out on a limb to courageously say that Ebola is too scary for science, and to impose quarantine standards that have left the Centers for Disease Control baffled, have left one nurse sleeping in a cold tent with a porta potty in a hospital parking lot, and human rights lawyers in outrage. It's a strange moment coming, you know, just a week before an election. Lots of real stuff for the country to fear, but in fact, it is Ebola that is capturing the public imagination and political incompetence at the moment. It's really amazing.
Well, there's a lot of, panic merchants around, not only Cuomo and Christie. I've been watching goggle-eyed the line being run, or the lines plural being run on Fox News. Has anyone sort of tried to calm America down?
Well, yes. I mean, and actually one of the interesting things to watch have been healthcare workers themselves. Courageous nurse who was quarantined by Governor Christie actually got on her cell phone, the only thing she was allowed to take into her tent, and proceeded to give a series of interviews to the press, and then contacted a human rights lawyer. And as a result, Cuomo and Christie have just within days already folded their cards pretty much and backed off what was supposed to be a mandatory 21-day quarantine policy. In addition, Andrew Fauci, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, has come out quite strongly and said, you know, we need healthcare workers in the field treating people. These folks are heroes. And the president himself, President Obama, and I think one of what will look in retrospect like one of the finer moments of his presidency, last week physically embraced the Dallas nurse who had been quarantined with Ebola symptoms and was then deemed clean. You know, I think you've got – the United States is a strange place, okay? We know this. One of the ways it's strange is that we have a federal system and a state system. And when it comes to public health, the federal government, the state government, and indeed local municipalities are often at odds with one another. So, and in this case,
that's a phenomenon not entirely unknown in Australia, of course.
Yes, but it takes on when you've got 50 states, and then the intense kind of local political pressure that you have in New York, where Governor Cuomo is up for re-election, in New Jersey, where Governor Christie is trying to salvage his national reputation in hopes of running for president, it really can breed a lot of confusion. You have some state medical directors, places like Michigan, Illinois, who are doing a tremendous job of setting up regional Ebola response plans. But then you've got the politicians driving the car. It's a very confusing scene now. And, of course, Fox News, but not only Fox News, have been feeding the hysteria. There was virtually a 24/7 timeline following the first New York City doctor to come back from Liberia with Ebola symptoms, and all kinds of talk about him going bowling and should he have gone bowling or not, and you know, really things that are beside the point in health terms. And I have to call out here my own profession as well, journalism, a really embarrassing moment. There's a great photographer for the Washington Post, Michael Duciel, who has spent an extended period in Liberia documenting Ebola. He was scheduled to give a talk at Syracuse University, one of the country's big journalism schools, and even though he has no Ebola symptoms, the dean of Syracuse University Journalism School canceled Michael Duciel's speaking engagement last week.
Bruce, some of us with longer memories recall exactly the same response in the U.S. in the early days of AIDS.
Well, it's really evocative of that. I remember as a younger reporter covering the story of a prostitute here in New Haven, Connecticut, who was arrested and who was believed to be carrying the HIV virus, and the horribly stigmatizing treatment she was given by police and others, essentially treated as a bearer of the plague, and left for dead in all practical purposes. It was a horrible period. There's some continuity. Anthony Fauci, who was one of the pioneering HIV and AIDS researchers, is now leading the federal response to this. You know, the United States has a great capacity as a country to respond with hysteria, going back to fears of Masons and Illuminati in the 18th century. And I think, you know, you've actually got two big streams of American hysteria overlapping right now. One is the current wave of anti-immigrant hysteria, nativism, fear of immigrants, which has all our anxiety up about borders and illegal migrants and all this, combined with what has been a years-long campaign by the right against basic faith in science. No wonder there's hysteria when you've got the medical profession being demonized, when you've got the study of evolution being demonized by politicians on a regular basis. It's kind of no wonder that fear can take hold, even with a disease where the treatment protocols, possibilities of catching it, and so on are so carefully defined.
Bruce, I want to cheer myself up and the audience. Would you reassure me that the Democrats are going to have a triumphant result in the midterm elections? I mean, lie to me.
Sorry. Well, the wonderful demographers at 538.com currently give the Republicans a 63% shot of taking the Senate. Now, that doesn't mean it's a done deal. There are, in fact, some swing states. Colorado, where incumbent Democrat Mark Udall was down, now looks like he's up again. There will probably be a runoff in Louisiana where the Democrat Mary Landrieu is up against the wall. Allison Grimes running against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky has just been endorsed by the state's biggest newspapers. So there is some chance Democrats will come out all right, but in all likelihood, when we talk next week, we will be looking at the reality of a Republican Senate.
Well, I won't talk to you next week if that's what you're going to say. Next week, you are cancelled unless you come on and say, tell me delightful untruths. Bruce, thank you for your time. Bruce Shapiro, columnist with The Nation magazine, executive director of the Dart Center for Journalism and Trauma at Columbia University. And as I said, we are returning to a story that we've been teasing out for many, many years, that of Adolf Eichmann, LNL, on RN.